From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Haiti faces a hard road getting ready for elections. The Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez strengthens his grip on power, and the underwater volcano Kikim Jenny threatens the Eastern Caribbean. I'm Oren Gordon, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Caribbean community team that went to Haiti to assess the state of readiness for elections is to submit its findings to the CARICOM Secretariat. There's pressure from aid organizations within Haiti to postpone the elections because of what they claim is a state of virtual lawlessness in the country. Analysts say that lawlessness is exactly the reason why it mustn't be delayed. Those bent on disruption will have won. There's also the feeling that by having the elections on time, Haiti will be sending the message that democracy is working after decades of dictatorship and military rule. The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Prime Minister Sir James Mitchell was head of the CARICOM team. I asked him whether the elections can go ahead in November.
First of all, Haiti has no electoral list. They've only recently established, after a lot of controversy, an electoral commission that is fairly broadly based. The electoral commission has just got organized, and while we were there, the law was published